a science that was settled? Well, it actually isn't. We found, according to our experiments, that plants absorb 31% more CO2 than we ever thought. As I said at the beginning of the program, perhaps this is why every one of their computer models has been wrong for 60 years. Maybe if they start with that fundamental misconception, they can't get anything to work. Well, a new study reveals that plants have been absorbing 31% more CO2 than previously believed, a glaring error that casts serious doubt on climate models, emissions scenarios, and policy prescriptions like net zero. None of this stuff makes any sense, folks. We know that it's all been science fiction. For years, we were told that the science was settled, that the urgent action was needed to avoid catastrophic warming. But this discovery suggests that our models have been dramatically underestimating nature's ability to manage CO2. This revelation not only upends the rationale behind aggressive policies, but it also raises broader questions about the supposed certainty of climate science. And they begin by talking about the myth of settled science, but I always said science is never settled. The only time we've had advances in science is when you've had somebody who's questioned the status quo, the conventional wisdom. Every time science advances is because one person stood up against the collective wisdom of history and the academy and said, yeah, but actually I did this and I didn't get the results that you're talking about. Well, we looked at this and we can't really isolate any viruses. And we haven't really been able to see any evidence of contagion, even though we did a 45-year experiment on trying to transmit colds to people. We haven't been able to do that. So at some point, you've got to be able to question the science. And if you've got people, as we do now, who will, their response to all this is just to censor you and shut you down. We're not talking about science. We're talking about authority, and we're talking about an authoritarian society. Here's the abstract, by the way. This was something that was sent and published on Nature. And the abstract says, terrestrial photosynthesis, or gross primary production, GPP, is the largest carbon flux in the biosphere, but its global magnitude and spatiotemporal dynamics remain uncertain. The global annual mean of GPP is historically thought to be around, and they give the units of measurement, but it's about 31% lower, they said. This disparity is a source of uncertainty in predicting climate, carbon cycle feedbacks. Here we infer from what this is from carbonyl sulfide, an innovative tracer for CO2 diffusion from ambient air to leaf chloroplasts through stomata and mesophyll layers. We demonstrate that explicitly representing mesophyll diffusion is important for accuracy quantifying the spatiotemporal dynamics of the sulfide taken up by the plant. So we're getting into the weeds here, literally. But the bottom line is, that's just the technical jargon of this study. The bottom line is that the plants are absorbing a great deal more CO2.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to the David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.